you got to know her name. All on my own, it wasn't that bad. I was getting by as I could get. I stopped into a drugstore for one pack of cigarettes. She didn't have a quarter, had to call her cousin Kate and put a lender. And now I'm going round, going round, going round, going round one more time. Said I'm going round, watch me now, one more time. I'll be going round, going round, going round, and going round one more time. I'll be going.
Speak into the microphone.
Oh, okay.
This is Liberty World Peace, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford, test free from radio bird watching. Yes!
Wow, that was on point already.
So my mom is in the studio, and she already knows what's up, because obviously she listens to me and my co-DJ pop off, not pop off, just sort of ramble once a week. For an hour.
How do you know I only listen once a week? I could replay it every day.
Oh, that's weird. I hope you don't spend your time doing that.
Number one listener.
And we also have here in the studio with us two people who haven't been here. Well, Andrew isn't a newbie. Sorry. Morgan, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm Morgan. I'm friends with Rachel Librett, and I am here. I don't know. What else do I say? That's it?
I don't know. Do you want a DJ name? Wow, you're getting flustered.
I'm blushing. You can't see that, though. They didn't have to know.
See, but the thing is, they'll never know.
Yeah, how many people will know? Just a few. I don't have a DJ name yet. I'll get back to you in the hour.
All right. I come up with them frequently whenever I say weird things, so.
Okay. We'll brainstorm.
Yeah,
for sure, for sure. And
yeah, I'm Andrew. I'm also a friend of Liberty World Peace. Also from the great town of or around Philadelphia. So, represent Philly.
We're not going to say our direct address. So
around. Oh, no. Yeah, of course.
Cool.
But I'm starting my own show with some other guys.
Have we come up with a name for that yet?
We have not. We're on the way for that.
Okay.
We've come up with a few ideas, so maybe we can do that later if we need to talk about something, but...
Mm.
We'll table that for now.
So DJ O, your co-DJ.
Is that his name?
I don't know.
Okay.
We'll go Owen Cops. No, DJ Fryer, the friendly, DJ Friendly Fryer Cops.
Ooh, wow. I like that.
He wanted Renaissance Men, but I...
Yeah, I just didn't think that was like too unoriginal.
Right.
But, I mean, it's a good idea, of course, but...
Yeah. I have to say bird watching does fit our particular odd mold pretty well.
Yeah, bird watching is good. Mm-hmm. I called in once to bird watching. I've never actually been on bird watching like in person before, though. So.
Sounds good.
So yeah, I mean, if you're on air, this is it's still bird watching. But I'm trying to come up with a show name, so call in if you have ideas.
Call in if you have ideas.
Yeah, we always love ideas.
Don't just walk in because that freaks everybody out. We just had a surprise visitor. But he's an official person, so that's what the little blip was. There was this pause of confusion. But
anyway.
It's over now.
So, what should we play next?
Oh, I don't know.
Does anyone have suggestions?
I had a song that I was listening to earlier.
But yeah, for sure.
You do one first, and then
I have nothing. We can pause. See, we pretended like we curated our playlists expertly before we came on air, but now... you roll with
wait, what about profanity? Is that acceptable or no? No,
not
right?
Ideal. No.
Okay,
wait, hold on. So just give me a minute then. You choose one, and then I'll come up with a.
Um,
Claude, do you have anything that you were hoping to play today?
Oh, yeah. Do you want to talk about
usually
Latino?
My mom's suggestions my are in Hebrew and they're 7 minutes long.
Mm. Or it's like Rachmaninoff and it's 45 minutes long.
Yeah. I'm in. Like this week over.
We got 45 weeks. Minutes left, so we have the time.
Happy Yom Tov.
Did anyone in the audience fast? I did, sort of. Did you fast? Did you?
No, I actually had trafe too. My mom and I, neither of us fasted, and we both had trafe.
That's
trafe
tough.
For our public who don't know what that is.
The song I was gonna say is called "Sweet Holy Honey" by Sango featuring Xavier Omar. It's a good song. It was on my Discover Weekly on Spotify, so
we love that.
It wasn't really my work, but
all right. Thank you for that. Song.
Cheers,
DJ Morgy Morg.
Sure.
Trying to do it the right way. I waited for you. I asked you a question. I wish we were destined with your reply. It's been hard. Have you ever seen yourself in the mirror? See, I've been holding back. I've been wanting that sweet, holy, holy.
Now it's on air, so.
All right.
We're just having a great conversation about television shows to watch with your mother.
I just finished Euphoria, the first season. Definitely not one to watch with your
mother. Definitely not.
Lots of drugs, lots of sparkly eye makeup.
Well, that part is good.
Yeah, but just definitely not one to watch with your mother. Also, definitely generationally specific, I think. Like, my mother wouldn't understand it. I don't know.
I think, like, costume-wise, yes. Anything that, like, content-wise, perhaps not.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Andrew, well, did you watch it?
Like a classic?
I have not. Sorry.
I don't think. Yeah, I feel like your Euphoria isn't really up, up your alley.
Probably not. I don't even know what it
You're
is.
You're not like into like sex, drugs, and eye makeup.
Oh, like is it like a Degrassi, like, but even
no,
more?
No, honestly, not. It's like
We'd like to think it's more artful. And more emo.
It's I would just watch it and cry like late at night. It's just really sad. Like,
it is really sad.
The unwinding of this one protagonist, and she has a drug problem, and she's like starts having it when she's super young, almost in my
opinion. 16?
13, I think.
Yeah.
And it's Zendaya, who's just so beautiful.
Yeah, so it's like this sort of like it also the way it's filmed like heightens like it's like you like feel like you're like tripping.
One of those.
That's
the
point.
Yeah.
It's good lighting. Maybe for that reason and that reason alone, you might.
Yeah. So my mom's a lighting designer. I don't know if anybody knew this.
I knew that.
And I'm a jumbo.
Oh, yeah. And she went here. Yeah, when she was like awkwardly like, who is this man coming into the studio? I was like, Mom, like he's a community member. We love our community members. And if this is a safe space, she was like, nay. And I was like, do you even go here? And she was like, yeah, I did.
So, grandmothered in.
Yeah. Grandmother. Yeah, exactly.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But TV.
So yeah. TV. No, I think it's actually, if you're going to watch it with multi-generations, it's nice if the cast is multi-generational.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
And we've watched this show about that's super, super popular in Israel. I mean, it's about
Shtisel. We've talked, I feel like I've talked about Shtisel on the show.
Oh, really?
On the show.
Orthodox community in Israel. And the stakes, but the central character is an artist. A young man who's not going along with the rules.
Mm-hmm.
No one.
He
really
keeps getting engaged to these like 17-year-old women. He's fully like 27.
Well,
you know.
Well, they try to force him to get married. You know, because they think he's over the hill and he's wasting his time, and he should be getting on the stick. And
wait, don't we know his girlfriend?
Lots of children.
Like the character in real life.
Yeah,
of course.
Actor, coincidentally, one of my closest friends who grew up in Israel. She knows the
friend of a friend of a friend.
Major star.
So
he's this, you know. I mean, it's so popular. It's always been so popular here that they've convened these sort of town hall kind of
at the Cherry Hill Mall.
At
the Cherry Hill Mall
in New York City at this huge synagogue on Fifth Avenue, and it was sold out.
Wow.
You know, people are really interested, and it's a very interesting show. It's well written. It's well acted.
Okay,
but I don't know how the Orthodox feel about it, because basically no one in the cast can really toe the line because the rules are so strict.
Absolutely.
You know, and there's just no leeway.
Hmm.
So it's interesting.
Yeah. And is it subtitled? Is it in Hebrew and subtitled in English?
Yeah, Hebrew and Yiddish, because
nay.
Not nay.
Grandmother only speaks
the whole show
Yiddish.
Is in Hebrew?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
I feel like Yiddish is kind of making not a comeback per se, but people who aren't Jewish and don't have family who are like Ashkenazi Jews, like I hear people saying it like in the common vernacular now. People like say like oi or like what, I don't know, Rach, what else? People
I guess
say
you
just
didn't
like Yiddish
grow up
term.
In New York.
Like, no, I'm from Connecticut. My parents are from New York. Yeah. People are like, oh, it's a schlep, and like they don't even know that that's like a Yiddish term.
Mm.
It's a funny thing.
That is funny.
Yeah. Actually, I made sure that Rachel learned, you know, a good. Decent amount of
and actually
Yiddish.
I just ordered Yiddish with Dick and Jane for Tish Library. You're welcome, Tufts community.
That's my librarian.
Are you able to do power to buy books on the university's
dime? We all have power to request that the university buy the books that they do not have.
Wow.
But do you have
a very funny book?
This is
very funny.
I was having a conversation about Yiddish with like my coworker who's Amy, mm-hmm. who's like probably in her 50s and fully not Jewish at all. She grew up in Brazil. I think she like was part of like a military family.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she just knew like a butt ton of Yiddish.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I was like, Amy, from where did you get this trait?
Like,
and it's the book?
No, then I was like, I have a gift for you.
But, nice.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I'm lost. Yeah.
But nuggets.
It happens.
Nuggets.
Oh, you'll have to read it. It takes about 15 minutes to read this book.
Okay.
I feel like it's almost all onomatopoeia, but that's also possible that I was just raised by Jews who make those noises.
That's the language.
That's just like how I think they communicate, just in like size.
There's a lot of phlegm.
If you have
happening.
A cold, it works better. Mm-hmm. It's just like.
So on our last show, we were talking about how sweating is an emotion. Mm. Like, I sweat deeply and often.
Mm-hmm.
And then today I said this again in our kitchen, but I just said, I was talking to Lucy and I was like, no, for food, or for you, food is an emotion. Huh. Isn't it? Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
Like, when you're sad, so. You cook yes. a different thing?
Yes.
Or how do
just,
you mean?
I don't know. Just right. seemed right in the moment.
Did she agree?
We don't need to unpack it.
Yeah, we definitely don't. Did she? Was Lucy like, you're right?
Yeah, she was like, mm.
Yeah.
She
that.
Was like, delicious. And with that, we have Honey and Tea, a song that I've never listened to. No so. Idea what it is. It's on my Discover Weekly. We'll see if I hate it.
What a zesty introduction.
Shall close, but baby, we got soaked. Mm-hmm. When you fell from the sky, I felt that burning in my eyes drove me insane. I thought that you were holy water, but you were just acid rain. No, no.
There's a drought in California. The weeks are turned into months, my dear. And I'll wait up all night for you. The minutes turn into fucking years. And I see you through a skylight from a mile away, a mile away. I replay all the highlights from a different state, a different state. When you fell from the sky, we all stopped and stood outside to wash our clothes. Yeah, baby, we got soaked. When you fell from the sky, I felt that burning in my eyes drove me insane. I thought that you were holy water, but you were just acid rain. I fill my cup from the tap, I let my sips overlap. I let the sink overflow, I drink it down till I'm bones. And I feel I can't be honest about anything I wanted, cause you're taunting me with memories without even talking. And I pray for a drought again, yeah, I pray for damage undid. Oh, and I'd give anything to just...
Thank you, Prince. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Malika's freaking out.
Thank you so much for having me. Introduce Rachel.
Yeah. No. Please. So we have a fifth body in the studio. Malika, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to have you on. And now Morgan is going to take it away with a PSA.
So this PSA is something that's really personal and important. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic nor flammable, yet it sends more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fall off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. And this has been a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO.
Because surgeons, we know, have the best sense of humor.
Of course, yeah.
Yay, big laughs from my mom!
All
the time.
How fond I am of the medical profession.
Profession, in general, right. So,
I feel like we're going to need a whole nother show for that.
Yeah.
Whoa, the other bird watching just came in.
You
can say hi on the spike or something.
I was your mother a hug.
Oh, okay. Aww. So we have a sixth body in the studio.
Squatty.
This place is just packed. Mandy Beans is here. And so you stopped grinding to just join us?
I just am taking a break.
Did you?
Did you
hear the PSA that was just
read?
Yeah,
I did, and I cried.
This may or may not be.
We just received an audience comment from Zach Mintz.
Zach, ladder safety is very important. Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service, Zach.
No, Zach, thank you. And he Facebook messaged you because he has an Android ?
Unclear.
Mm. Yeah, he can't do group chats. He also fixes my bike whenever my flat tire. Every time I use my bike every week, the tire goes flat, and he fixes it for me. So he actually is a good service to the people.
Hi, this is 91.5 FM, and you're listening to Gas Zach Time.
Oh, the last time I saw Zach, he was grilling vegetables in the pouring rain for TMZ.
Oh my God, we have a caller. Okay.
Oh, is it him?
I hope it's Zach.
That'd be really wonderful.
I don't know that androids could call.
Hello, who is it?
They can, just
who is it? Oh, hi, Jess. Would you like to call? Okay, cool.
Oh my goodness. All right. We have Jizzy J back with us.
Yes.
My mom was, hi Jess, my mom was just going to critique how we could make the studio better.
Oh, well, not.
She was what?
Well, so she was like, ugh, these lights. And we were like, why haven't all of our songs been light themed? Duh.
That's like more of like lack of lights.
So we're listening to I'm with Zach right now and we're listening to the radio and it's like 30 seconds delayed and it's really trippy and I was getting confused, but now I understand.
I can't hear
it. Oh, wait.
The radio is delayed. So
30
she's like,
seconds delayed? What? Yeah.
Oh, weird. Sounds okay.
Andrew, hello.
Hey.
Like,
I don't know. So, here, because here. There are, I think, entirely too many of us here, so people don't want to step on each
it's
other's
chaos.
You know, opportunity to. So, these gaps.
No, no. The radio is always like 30 seconds behind.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
really? It really screwed me up when I.
If you want to ask all of your listeners out there for potential party themes, that would be lovely.
Party themes.
Malika's on the mission. Her eyes have narrowed. She cleared her throat.
I'm thinking. So the ones we have so far are minestrone, you spilled the beans, Butters milk party, Captain Underpants, Inside Out, Canadian Cook, Drinked In, Jacko Midtown.
I like Captain.
I love Captain Underpants. I was just going to say, the theme found. Done.
I don't know what that entails,
what about like a Skype interview party, you know?
A what?
Skype interview party? Only wear
No, that's too. And also for girls, like what are you supposed to wear on the bottom?
Like boxers? Yeah.
Nay. Next.
There.
Sorry.
Next.
1-800 radishes are extinct. I hate vegetables.
What? What about birds aren't real? Have you guys heard about that conspiracy? Have
Wait,
you talked about that?
The fact that this show is called Bird Watching.
Oh,
A. Thank you for serving relevant content.
Oh, I have a fun fact about birds.
What?
Oh, I don't know off the top of my head, but I have it.
so much. Andrew.
It's in the archives. I'm pulling it out.
Okay.
Okay. Wait. Obviously, you guys have played Birds before.
Yes.
Like Birds another option is Drink.
I love that song.
All right. Yeah. Jazz, can we get back to this sort of a chaotic? Well, can we just like circle back?
This is chaotic.
Yeah. All right.
Like, callers don't run trees.
Bye. Thank you.
It's a miracle that she called.
So, yeah, I guess we can meditate and play a song on the. We can meditate on the theme.
Yeah, that was everywhere.
Okay, yeah.
We can marinate on the theme, it's perhaps. Yeah. Should we have a meat theme? No.
Likely, yeah. I don't know where you're going with that.
A meat themed. Wait, do you have a song in mind? I have
when
one.
When doves
you-
cry.
What?
For bird themed.
When doves cry.
Guys, Prince. We're the one.
Oh.
This or, one.
Yeah.
This
one. Yeah. What's it here called, Malika?
You guys are gonna love this. It's called Birds Don't Sing.
By TV Girl. It's such a good song.
It's very like happy, okay, upbeat.
And like right, old fashioned.
Let's
B-7.
Do it. Let's do it.
Have you heard Lovers Rock by them too?
Hot take, perhaps?
Very hot take.
I was just saying how if you're not calm, cool, and collected in the studio, things go awry.
Like adding me.
Like, no. You're an invited guest.
Thank you. Thank you all for listening this lovely afternoon. Have a beautiful Thursday.
This has been
for
a
me.
PSA.
This has been a Malika PSA.
Thank
you.
You're welcome back in the studio anytime.
Thank you.
Ta-ta.
Okay.
She's about to exit.
All right, we're going to watch her exit. Ready?
Wait, I'm going to give you a hug.
She's giving a hug. She's hugging my mom. Yeah, to Claude. Yeah.
They're in a warm embrace.
Oh, hi
everyone.
They knocked off
Claude's
earphones.
She smells good. And with that.
Smelling bad or bad breath is one of the worst things. Like, because they're so easily fixable and they're just such a sign of like.
A lot of my coworkers at the library.
No.
Not students, but staff members. Although I appreciate.
And they're probably all listening, so we want to hype them up for sure.
You know, they could be because they nap in the middle of their day.
That's probably true. Cause
that could be it, because it's like morning breath, but midday.
Like after a nap. A pretty high stakes job.
Or after yoga or something. I don't know. They're running out to do a quick yoga session.
Listerine is just the easiest fix. Let's just get to the point here. It's just, it's just a bottle. You swig for like 20 seconds and then you spit it out. It's easy.
And that was the second public service.
Yeah, that's honestly.
We're just like saucing out life tips on air.
Yeah.
Speaking of, what would you do if you were to redo the studio?
Okay, well, it's so interesting coming in here because it seems like it's been exactly like this since about when I was born, which was a very long time ago. So it has a certain historic feel to it, which is a good thing. You know,
I thought you were going to say
Odair. Walls and walls of LPs.
Odair.
Odair.
No, walls and walls, you know, of very heavily used stacks of LPs everywhere, room after room.
Ah, the fresh perspective.
And painting on the ceiling. LPs. Spontaneous graffiti, you know.
Art, nay, art.
And
God, are you trying to say that you want your face?
But I think it would be nice.
We can make that happen.
It would be nice. Rachel and mine, you know, like
together. I don't think so. Yeah. I think this is going to be a solo act for you, my dude. Yeah? Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've never even visited here, although I did graduate 150 years ago. So I think you
Fun
need
fact.
Shadow. I think you need shadow. And
a dimension.
And yes. And this
in
is
lighting,
just, yes.
You mean? Oh, okay. Yes, I thought you meant in your portrait. And I was like, we can make that happen.
Too. Oh, that too. You always need shadow. Hmm. Yeah.
How do you get shadow? Like what?
With light?
Yeah.
Well, with directable.
You put things at different angles.
Oh, okay.
Like one light.
These are notoriously flattening.
Yeah, no, you can see.
Old
like
fluorescent tubes.
No, it does feel like there's like three, like all of the light bulb or whatever, the fluorescent lights is like all out in one corner of the room. And then there's like three other hot spots. Uh-huh. So, and then like there's like a lot of corners of the room where you're like, this is darker. But I mean. It's the vibe, I guess.
It's that, you know, hospital intake experience.
No! She's much cozier than that.
Well,
yeah, I guess if you were just to look at, like, the rectangle, you would say hospital, but when you look
around. You're the smiling faces.
The full picture.
Also, like last semester in the morning, like we never turned on the lights.
No,
so.
We were so sleepy.
Yeah, it was.
And sad. But look at us now, 6 to 7 on a Tuesday night.
Slight gas for our own slot Tuesdays at 6 p.m.
Maybe.
You may find us here.
I'll be listening.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, also, I have a. Bird fun fact.
Oh yeah, I do.
Yeah, so you can call me like Dr. Brack, Doctor of the Birds, because every time I come on the show, I will have a fun fact of birds for you guys. First fun fact that I'm going to give to the people: some breeds of chickens can lay colored eggs. The Americana and Araucana can lay green or blue eggs.
What?
Yeah.
What? Wow. Like what shade of green are we talking?
Like
neon.
No, probably not neon, but like, yeah, not like you're painting like the Easter eggs or something like that. It's like more like a
forest green.
Yeah.
Really?
Maybe.
I feel like we've exhausted the extent the fun of fact. His knowledge on this, on this particular fun fact. But he'll be back next week with just more content.
We can play Blinded by the Light, perhaps.
Do you think they can hear the squeaking?
Oh, yeah, they
chairs?
Can hear all of the squeaking. I was going to say that's not flatulence.
Wrapped up like a douche, another owner in the night, blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a douche, another owner in the night.
Hey team, just slipping out. I wanted to say goodbye, but this has been the best of times. Claude, I'm the most happy to have you here. Can't wait to dinner tonight.
Happy to be here.
Aw. All right, that's it. Goodbye.
Was checking out the weather chart to see if it was safe outside. And little early birdie came by in his curly whirly and asked me if I needed a ride. Asked me if I needed a ride. Well, she was blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night, blinded by the light. She got down, but she never got tired. She's gonna make it to the night. She's gonna make it through.
Again, this is DJ Libretti World Peace, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WFM Medford Test Reform Radio. Bird watching. Okay, nobody joined in with me. That's fine.
Oh, bird watch. Is that when you're supposed to jump in? Yeah.
Five, six, seven, eight.
Bird watching.
Great job, team.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Andrew.
Likewise.
Thank you to my personal cursing mommy.
Jumbo land.
Go Bows.
Go Birds. Go Birds!
Go Birds, go Bows, go all birds and bows.
Keep it.